During his days of crime, Darwin Coon was a reckless young man. He robbed five banks in the Midwest and escaped from the Nevada State Penitentiary. At Alcatraz, the isolation and boredom wore Coon down.
This is 127. This is where I spent 4 years of my life. It just starts to squeeze you. It starts to close in on you. And I guess it's from the fact that you're in such a small area and not allowed to go any further. You lose a sense of reality and you wonder whether you're part of the real world.
Each of these convicts hungered to survive. Each struggled for ways to beat the odds and beat the time. For Darwin Coon, his felony sentence meant long hours in his cell.
There really wasn't much to entertain yourself with on Alcatraz. Very few guys paced in their cell because it was so small. That's all they ever did in their cell, was just lay back and look at the ceiling.
To keep sane, Darwin read books from the highly censored library, painted, and played an instrument. He also fought the isolation by interacting with his fellow inmates. He even played chess with cell neighbors.
You'd have your chessboard set up, and your opponent would make a move.
Queen D4.
Could you recall what he moved, and you'd make the move on the board, and then you'd call your move.
And to communicate with more distant inmates, Darwin discovered some secret survival techniques that inmates kept to themselves. One used a talking pipe built right in his cell.
Yeah, tell me. Huh? What's the matter?
Flush your toilet, and then you scoop all the excess water out so that you got a clear line. And if he does the same thing upstairs, you have just like a telephone.
No? All right. See you tonight.
But he and all the inmates knew the guards were always listening. To keep their secrets to themselves, Coon and his cell neighbors had another trick, a whistle that told everyone a guard's on the way.
Coming around the mountain was our signal that there was an officer on the tier.